Friday morning, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the Voice of the Foothills, AM and 950K. Hi. It's our favorite time of the week when we're joined by our web wizard. He'll deliver the web in plain English. It's Mr. Dave Naves of Dave Works. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Fabulous. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Friday, another long, busy week, but I am very good.
It has been a crazy week and more to come. And my goodness. Today it's Google Voice. We've been looking forward to this for the last week now. And so many things to learn. So listen up. All right. Give me the details on Google Voice.
What are the deets? Yes. Google Voice. Well, let's just say that a while back, when they launched this, I'm not even going to give a date because I'm going to say it wrong. They've changed telephony forever. The problem had been with many different types of phones, whether you use phone at home, you know, a landline, or you're on a business line, you have a cell phone, people trying to track you down. Well, Google took a step way back and said, how can we really help solve many problems? So they created Google Voice. They essentially, instead of, adhering a phone number to a device, they kind of associated a number with you. So no matter where you go in the world, where you move, what different phones you have, you can have one number to rule them all.
Oh, right?
That's
wow.
My web wizard analogy.
Gotcha. Rule them all.
Rule them all. So, in other words, say you can just hand out one phone number that you receive from Google, and you can decide what one of your devices will be available to pick it up. You can ring all of your phones at once. Somebody calls the Google Voice number, they can ring all the phones. They can ring one of the phones. You can schedule when phones are available. Say you work from 9 to 5. Well, you can have that specific number even available only available between 9 and 5. There's so much of what Google Voice has done. They've really simplified this. So don't be afraid of this, folks. It's really handy. My one number that I give out is my Google Voice number, and I can check it on any device. And there's so many other pieces here that are just time saving, money saving, efficient things. Like, say somebody wants to leave a voicemail. Well, Google, if they call your Google Voice number and say you just don't want to pick up, it will save a voicemail, but it will also transcribe it.
Nice.
Right? So you've got a transcription sitting there waiting. You don't even need to pick up and listen to the Google Voice.
It's not,
is it perfect? Exactly. Mm-hmm. You can sit there and read it. And if you decide to respond, if you say you don't have time to call somebody back or you're on a conference call, you can click reply and reply to that voicemail via text or email. It kind of freaks people out when I do that to some of my customers.
I bet.
They look back at their own words that have been transcribed, right, by Google Voice. And just a note, is the transcription perfect? No. Tell me a transcription service that doesn't cost you big bucks.
Right.
But for the most part, it's pretty awesome, and it's really handy for me. So when somebody calls me, I can route all. I have a filter within my Gmail. We've talked briefly about Gmail in a past show. I've got a filter in Gmail saying anything that comes from Google Voice, go to my filter called VM Voicemail, and I can see quickly if somebody has called me from whatever device I'm on. It will just be bold in there how many calls I've received. I click on VM, and just like my email, I just quickly see who called, the exact number,
nice.
Who called. If they're already in my contacts, I immediately know who it is. And I can read the voicemail before I even listen to it. Right, so that in and of itself is pretty awesome. This is all free, by the way. Google Voice hands this out. They've been spending so much money on this for many years now, buying up copper in the ground and fiber optic, that they make this available for everybody for free.
Wow.
So,
kind of like Hootsuite. We talked about Hootsuite last week and putting together all your different social media. So the Google Voice kind of puts together all your telephony.
Telephony. That's really astute. I didn't even put it into that context, but yes, absolutely, that's what they've done.
Well, you're all about facilitation and making things easier for everybody, and that's what it does.
I really am. And, you know, for business, it's just so handy. And That's a really interesting perspective, because that's exactly what they've done. They've really solved a problem that we might not have even known, knew that we had, right? But you can just have one number for the rest of your lives, rest of your life, and decide. It doesn't matter if you lose your phone, you lose anything, you move to a different area code. Who cares? You've got this one number that people can call you, you know, and you can decide how, who, what, why, when, where, how you want to return it, if you want to return it. So many features here. Even now, it's gotten even better in researching for the show. You know, they've continually update their software, but they have free international calling, right? Free international calling. And it used to be that in certain countries, there are a couple countries that may have a very slight charge. It used to be like, you know, Afghanistan used to be somewhat expensive. Now they've said, if you have to pay, it's going to be like 1 cent a minute. But I have never yet. I've made tons of international calls, and I've never paid anything to call anybody. So essentially, if I go to another country, I bring my laptop, I bring a headset, I plug it in, I dial, I find Wi-Fi, I make calls all day long. Nice. I don't care about my cell phone plan. I don't care about any of that.
Roaming.
None of that.
Huge charges.
Right. You cross a, you know, a country line, and you've immediately Verizon or whomever here. Your service provider is, will give you that immediate text. From now on, your texts are going to be $1 million each, right?
Exactly.
Well, with Google Voice, especially with the fact that they've converted phone calls and messaging into SMS and texts, that people can text your Google Voice number, and you can reply to that text for free through whatever you have, your phone, your laptop, whatever you have, it doesn't matter. So you don't need to worry about what plan you have. You get your Google Voice, you bring your laptop or whatever device you have, and you're just communicating with people.
You're international. You're universal. You could probably leave Earth, right?
You know, they're probably working on that right now.
I'm sure they are.
So, again, I'm all about efficiency, saving money, making money for business. And this, if keep an open mind about this and just check into it. To visit, you know, to try it out even for free, just go to google.com/voice. Right, you have to have your free Google account, your Gmail account, but boy, is it handy!
Oh, it connects to everything too. I love it.
It really does. Tons of other features here. You know, blocking. You can block callers immediately. You can see a voice if you see some number that's bugging you with sales calls. If you get those ridiculous, you know, automated computer calls, you click a checkbox. You go to your Google Voice, find the number, click it, and say block, and then they will receive, I'm sorry, this number's been disconnected. They'll get that response the next time they try to call.
Okay.
So you'll be taken off of lists very, very easily. You can screen callers. Somebody calls in, and you can start hearing the voicemail right through, if you have headset on or if your phone, you can hear it, and you can either screen it, say, nah, send him to voicemail, or pick up.
No way.
Yeah, way.
That's cool. Yeah, way. Oh, my gosh.
Let's see. Conference calling. Full-on conference calling. Google Voice. People just call your number. You'll just it prompts you. It's so easy. You call somebody calls your Google Voice number. They all call on at the same time. You just continue to add them, to the call. You'll just be prompted and you swipe it or whatever your device is, and you're conference calling with people for free. You know, there goes all those conference calling services. Sorry guys, Google's figured it out. Yeah, you can, this is a little more complicated, but say you just want to only have your cell number. Well, you can port that number into Google Voice and have Google Voice be essentially your only provider. You do have to have a plan. They don't offer phone plans per se, but you can get the cheapest phone plan, right, available to you and just have Google Voice become essentially your provider. It's a little bit complicated. On my website, if you go to daveworks.net, and in the search, I have a search engine in there. Just type in Google Voice. There's a whole giant blog post in there that describes all of this with teeny little videos that Google has provided all of us. 1-2 minute videos that explains anything and everything that you'd want to know if I'm not making sense now.
Can you video chat with it?
You know, that's a great question. Google, that's going to be another show. It's called Google Hangouts, which now just, I think it was announced yesterday or the day before, Google Hangouts has finally gotten its own website. Right? GoogleHangouts.com. I think GoogleHangouts.com. But all of this is also embedded within your Gmail. So my Gmail is like my dashboard, my one dashboard, Hootsuite and Gmail. Everything that I want to do is right there within two screens. So if I want to make a call, I click the little phone icon when I'm looking at my email. It brings up a window. It says what number, or if they're already in your contact list, you double click their face and boom, you're making a call. Wow. You can also have the option right there of, to answer your question long-windedly, video chat with them through Google Hangouts.
Okay.
So it's all, they're integrating everything, making it very easy for you to communicate with anybody and everybody you want. I thought it would be kind of a bonus just to talk about, here's exactly how I set up mine.
Mm-hmm.
Sign up for Google Voice, got my Google Voice number. Again, you get to choose what number you want to have, if it's available.
But it has to be 10 digits.
It has to be, it's a 10-digit number. What is it? Yeah, what, 3 plus 3?
3 plus 4,
okay. Yeah, thank you. I'm really good at math. I forwarded my old office number. When I had my old office number, I forwarded it for a few months. Right.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, this for me personally, has saved over $3,600 a year.
What?
Because of all the lines and everything else I was dealing with for my business and personal and that. Yeah, $3,600.
Wow.
Free. Now I'm free. I went out and bought a headset. Right, a decent USB headset that I plug into my computer, and it was like $20-25. And now I can just plug in my headset and listen, and you know, with the microphone on it. I bought this little thing called an OB110 bridge, which allows me essentially to take my Google Voice and have it connected to a regular landline phone. Right?
Oh, wow.
It's not connected to the landline. It's just a regular phone. It's a little box you put in your router, you plug in your phone, and you're done.
It's Obi-Wan.
It'll be on the web.
Yes. Little Star Wars
Obi-Wan.
Here.
Obi-Wan. I am your father. So Obi-Wan Bridge. All this, by the way, I've got it on, again, on my blog posts that have, it's been up for a while, but there's links to all these products, so you don't have to remember what I'm saying now. So I was done. Within a matter of 10 minutes, I was able to configure my Google Voice to my cell phone, to a regular phone, and I was golden. The only thing I had to do, because I wanted to get rid of my old number so I didn't have to pay AT&T anymore, I just waited a few months just to port it, put it every, you know, updated my phone number, you know, all over my websites and whatever other media I had, and I was done. And I am so glad I made the switch, because it's so easy. No matter what device I'm on, I can check my voicemail if I'm, you know, out of the country. Even if I don't have a computer or a phone, I can go to internet cafe and check my voicemail if I need to.
Nice.
So it's all, again, about centralizing, which is essentially what Google does. All the, you know, the Google Docs, Google Apps, all the Google Voice, all that stuff is centralizing. So you're getting it away from your computer and centralizing it out in the cloud. So does that make sense?
Yeah. Just,
including your phone.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's truly amazing.
I have an antiquated question for you. What about fax?
Fax? There's tons of, it doesn't accept fax, you know, although I'll probably go and read about it, and they probably do. There are tons of fax converters out there. That's the one thing in my home office that I still have. Some people are just antiquated themselves. They have to send over. And some things require signatures, and you want to fax back. There are, you know, e-fax systems out there. But that's a good question. How about I have that answer for you next week?
It's sounds
to find
good.
Out exactly.
Perfect. We'll have something to look forward to.
Absolutely. What else can we talk about here? How are we doing on time?
We about just over a minute.
Okay, perfect. So I nailed it once again right down to my three thoughts, or just a couple of thoughts. Google Voice, keep an open mind about it. Don't be scared, right? Google Voice can make your business life easier, and you can save big bucks. So all of this is available out on my website, daveworks.net. Hit me on any of the socials, and next week, if you really want to learn how to rank your site, the web wizard here is going to talk about search engine optimization, all my tips and tricks about trying to, with white hat techniques, which I'll explain what white hat means, about how to try to rank your website and hopefully many of your web pages and posts on page one of Google.
Oh.
Yeah. So you do not want to miss next week, because this is typically why people call my company, is because they want to get found on Google, and typically they want to get found on page one. And there's a method to the madness.
Well, so we'll look forward to that. And my goodness, we're learning so much. Life is getting easier knowing you, Dave.
Oh, well, I hope so. That's why I'm here. I appreciate you having me every week, Sarah.
Brilliant. Go to daveworks.net for that information he's talking about. And tune in next week, SEO, search engine optimization. He's going to pull some magic out of a white hat. Something like that.
I love it.
Thanks for tuning in to the Voice of the Foothills, everyone. Casey Freelove will be in this afternoon with some sports details. Stick around on the Voice of the Foothills, AM 950, KHI.
Listening to the Voice of the Foothills, AM 950, KAHI, Auburn, Rockland, Placerville.